We're now moving on to the Borough Assembly. This election, there are three open seats for three-year terms, eight candidates running. Candidates, you will have 2 minutes to introduce yourselves, and we're following alphabetical order, beginning with candidate Terry Haynes. However, I thought there was an insertion here where we're going to hear from Ms. Skinner later in the program, or do we want to do that before we begin the questioning?
We could do that now if you wish.
Okay. Unfortunately, trying to wrangle together the schedules of eight people proved to be fairly difficult, and we couldn't find a day and time that was convenient for all eight of you. So, unfortunately, one candidate who's a current Borough Assembly member is unable to attend tonight. And Mr. Murray, come on in and have a seat. So we're now going to hear a statement being read from candidate Rebecca Skinner.
My name is Rebecca Skinner, and I am running for re-election to the Borough Assembly. First, I'd like to express my appreciation for the opportunity to submit this written statement. I had a prior commitment to attend the Fall Regional Subsistence Meeting in Cold Bay as a member of the Kodiak Aleutians Regional Advisory Council this week, and I'm unable to attend the candidate forum in person. As someone who was born and raised in Kodiak and a longtime subsistence user, I recognize the importance of continued access to subsistence resources to Kodiak. I have served on the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly since 2014, and over the last 3 years have worked diligently to represent borough residents. I will continue to pay attention to the total financial burden borne by Kodiak residents and ensure that sound financial decisions are made with your taxpayer dollars. While I believe it is important to ensure our borough government is as focused and efficient as possible, I also understand the importance of encouraging and supporting Kodiak's economic growth. I was recently appointed to the City of Kodiak's Economic Development Committee, which will discuss this very issue. I also serve as the chair of the MAKE program, a statewide program initiated by SWAMC to encourage and support small entity manufacturing. MAKE currently partners closely with Alaska Sea Grant Program, and some of our current projects include improving seafood product marketing, exploring mariculture developments like kelp farming, and continued discussions about freight and shipping challenges, particularly in Southwest Alaska. Working for the best interest of borough residents means doing your homework and understanding the issues, so that when it comes time to make tough decisions, you are prepared to consider and balance all of the often competing interests. I believe the best decisions result from starting with the best information available, considering all perspectives, and weighing the present and future needs of the Kodiak community. My experience with borough government, business, and law will continue to serve me well as I continue to do my best for borough residents. If reelected, I will ensure continued transparency of borough business and strive to make the public process accessible to all borough residents. I will work to ensure Kodiak's seafood economy can thrive and look for new areas of economic growth. I will work to ensure a vibrant Kodiak for all borough residents. Regardless of how you vote, please head to the polls on October 3rd and make your voices heard.
Thank you. Now, again, as a reminder, there's three open seats for three-year terms, and there's eight candidates running. For the seven candidates that are present, now you will have 2 minutes to introduce yourselves, and we'll do it in order of the alphabet. Mr. Haynes, you're up first.
Thank you, Mr. Wall. Good evening, Kodiak. My name is Terry Haynes, and I've been a Kodiak resident since 1982 and a commercial fisherman for nearly that long. And I was recently honored to serve 8 years on the Kodiak City Council. As a fisherman, fisheries issues have always been a great interest to me. And over the last 10 or 12 years, I have engaged in fisheries management issues, mostly at the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, but of course also at the Board of Fish and at various meetings. And that engagement led me to an interest in local politics and in local governance. And as a Kodiak resident, I think I'm running for the same reason that everyone else here is running, and that's to help out and make a difference in the community that they love. I found that the city council work I found rather fascinating, and I enjoyed it, which I think a lot of people don't. But I think that I can make a difference on the assembly, too. The assembly has always had great people on it, but it hasn't always worked great. It has had a tendency to waste time sometimes in the past, and I think we're all familiar with the issues that it has gone through, you know, and during its last 10 or 20 years. I think that the assembly works better as a team. And when you come to an issue, you put your best argument on the table and listen when everyone else makes their argument. You vote your conscience, vote the way you think it should go. And if you're not on the prevailing end of it, you move on. And I think it's very important to move on, and because the Kodiak taxpayers have a reasonable expectation that the assembly does their business in a timely manner. I think that I can help the assembly do that, and I certainly hope that I get a chance to. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Next, we'll hear from candidate Sandra Katelnikoff-Lester.
Hello. I'm Sandra Katelnikoff-Lester, and first I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to be here, and I'd like to especially thank my husband and my family for this opportunity and their support. Gary and I own and run Lester Brothers Incorporated, our locally based vending company. Many of my family members and friends are involved in the Kodiak Island fisheries as boat owners or crew members. Because of this, I am very interested in the borough government maintaining a strong government status. We must maintain our right to our local fishing grounds. The government should not be so restrictive as not to allow people to develop their private property in a way that they see fit, as long as they do it in a safe manner and to where they will not hold the borough accountable for their liabilities due to circumstance. The borough should be more involved with the federally recognized tribal governments of the island on a government-to-government basis, and the borough should not make taxes unequal so that some residents are paying higher taxes than others. And I truly believe that our seniors have earned their rights to less tax whenever possible. I believe in our homegrown businesses and would like to see more of our island people establish businesses. I would like to see more local consumer-based projects funded by utilizing local residential financing and less dependent on outside financing. Individual health and well-being is of major importance. Maintaining our water and sewer, garbage disposal, and emergency preparedness is essential to this. We should also be looking to local companies to help develop roads that are going to last longer. The Kodiak Island Borough government is here to help the people and not to take away their personal responsibilities for growth and safety. And I would like to thank you for allowing me to spend this time with you. And if I'm elected, my phone, my door, and my ear will always be open to hear your concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lester. Next, we'll hear from candidate Julie Kavanaugh.
Thank you. My name is Julie Kavanaugh, and I'm asking for your vote on October 3rd. As a fiscal conservative, I support fiscal responsibility, advocating low and stable taxes, reduction of government spending, and minimizing our debt. I am pro-private business and desire responsible deregulation of the economy. Being physically conservative doesn't mean avoiding spending money. That, by definition, is being cheap. It does mean spending money on the right things, particularly prioritizing essentials over luxuries. It means making wise investment choices. Infrastructure projects obviously create jobs, but timing, funding, interest rates, and the burden to taxpayers must be taken into consideration. Most importantly, being physically conservative means remembering where the money you're spending comes from and considering whether that source is sustainable. Fish tax hikes, higher mill rates, assessment increases, personal property tax, landfill and school bonds, along with proposed state income tax, fuel tax reinstatement, local sales tax increases, creates an overwhelming negative impact on Kodiak residents that are struggling to pay for essentials and businesses that are striving to provide goods and services at competitive rates. I believe necessities come before niceties, and responsible spending is as important as a sustainable budget. As an assembly member, I will consider if taxpayers can afford all the purchases that are being made for them and meet the future in a positive and responsible manner. I was asked a question today by a young adult, and it really struck with me and held to me really closely, and that was, what have I done to uniquely qualify myself to serve this community? And that question brought to my mind a set of values, which are technically just rules, that I work with to maintain and balance my life. I prioritize things. I believe that goals and objectives should reflect healthy and thriving families. Thus, we then have a healthy and thriving community. Secondly, I enjoy research. I like to analyze data and dissect proposals. I find the language of papers, speeches, and legislation to be intriguing. And I believe that the combination of these things will provide me with the tools to make positive and informed decisions while on the Borough Assembly. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Next up, we have candidate Jeffrey Murray.
Okay. Well, let me start over again. My name's Jeff Murray. I want to thank you for having me here tonight and for being patient, and I apologize for the delay getting in the door. This is my first entry into public office, any elected seat, and that's one of my strengths, one of my benefits. I don't come in with a personal agenda. My focus is to find out the community's desires and needs, look for the future, and work towards reaching that in a reasonable manner. I can say that I believe personal property rights should take precedence. There should be no burden put on citizens as far as taxes that are unreasonable or beyond their means. And both of these issues are going to be coming up very, very succinctly over the next couple of years. I am conservative, not only fiscally, but in general outlook. If we cannot fund a change, we shouldn't do it unless we absolutely have to. If we do have to do it, we need to find reasonable funding before we look to the people to fund that out of their pockets. I also think that regulations, statutes, need to be reviewed on a regular basis. We have too many laws, too many rules, too many regulations that restrict our growth, restrict our personal freedoms, and they need to be changed so that they are effective or taken off the books. I'd like to say thank you again for having me here, and I look forward to any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Next up, we have...
Thank you. I am particularly honored to be here. My name is Don Roberts. I have lived here for 20 years. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Navy. I think I present a more pedestrian view of issues than many other people. I have served as a volunteer crossing guard, or the volunteer crossing guard, for 17 years, going on 18. And really what I do as a crossing guard is I prevent small disasters that could happen as a result of an accident, and all the things and all the issues that follow after that. What can happen to a family and a community if there's a severe accident can be devastating to that community. And really, that's what I would like to do, and that's the kind of attitude I would like to bring to the assembly and to the community, if you ask me to serve. Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me here. My name is Andy Schroeder, and I'm running for Borough Assembly this fall, and I appreciate your vote on October 3rd. Why does mine sound different than everybody's? I am from a small town in Ohio. I came here in the Coast Guard 17 years ago, served 2 years on the Coast Guard Cutter Alex Haley, and then as XO of the Fisheries Training Center, where I learned a lot about how deep fisheries issues run here. After getting out of the Coast Guard so that I could continue to live in this community, I was a small boat owner and small business owner. My tourism-based business was won the Bear Cub Award there in my first couple of years from the Kodiak Convention and Visitors Bureau. I did kayak guiding and an ecotourism-based business, just trying to make it up as I went along. While I was there, I witnessed the graying of the fleet, and I did do a season jigging cod and another season fishing tanner crabs, and realized, A, that I'm not a fisherman, and B, that there are barriers to entry in fisheries, and this is our most important, this is our future, this is our most important industry. From there, I decided to play to my strengths a little bit and started a nonprofit organization called Island Trails Network. And most of you now know me as the guy who builds the trails in the community, do a lot of beach cleanup and coastal stewardship, and now are working for a more walkable and bikeable community. Even still, I kind of missed the waterfront, and so I bought into an ownership in an 80-foot research vessel 5 years ago, and I do research projects all over the state, mostly focused on fisheries, birds, and marine mammals, and the health of our ecosystem. I've served, done the night watchman at the City Harbor Master. I spent 6 years on the Borough Parks and Rec Committee, served on the Code Revision Task Force, served on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council Enforcement Committee. I'm on the Board of Directors of Alaska Trails, and I've served as the technical advisor to numerous city and borough working groups on issues of trails and public lands access. Does the red mean I'm out of time? Okay. That's a little bit about me. I hope I look forward to discussing the issues tonight. I think it's important to know who your assembly candidates are, and thanks for letting me share a little bit of myself with you.
Thank you, Mr. Schroeder. And finally, we'll hear from candidate Brett Watkins. Brett?
Good evening, folks. I'm Brett Watkins. I'm running with over 12 years of municipal board experience, specifically planning and zoning and architecture review board. I've been involved with the planning and construction of many of our major infrastructure projects in town. I'm deeply involved in Stand for Salmon and the Alaska Center, and I use my state and national seats to better educate policymakers on the needs and expectations of coastal Alaska, and especially Kodiak. I think the best way to show you how I work and approach issues is by an example. Tonight I want to share the Convention Center. When I was on planning and zoning, the Convention Center project came for us. It was going to fail because it was seen as having a lack of on-site parking. It was too big of an impact for downtown and the parking area. I took a week off and did a parking study. I'd count the different places and track their locations throughout the course of the day. The data showed more than an adequate unused parking throughout the business day and afterwards. The study gave us the footing to pass the Convention Center project. It has been a success in and for Kodiak. The ripples of this continue in our economy. The expansion of the hotel has kept construction jobs in town and will provide long-term employment. It'll help stabilize our tourism and give us access to the ability to host more conventions. I've had a track record of building a diverse and vibrant economy in Kodiak. We need to keep our fisheries open to young folks. Shore-based allotments, locally owned permits, and quotas need to be encouraged. Village-based shares of these resources need to be prioritized to ensure a future for the people and communities in the bush. We need to secure the future for this culture in these areas. That takes fish and access to resources. New challenges are going to be facing us in the days to come. As the state moves to mail-in voting ballots, these are issues we're going to have to look at and deal with and see how they affect us. With an eye to the future and common sense, I'll do my best for Kodiak. Thank you all for being here tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins.